We're also watching this news conference. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, FBI Director Kash Patel, and CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz announced indictments in a Medicaid fraud scheme. Two Ohio State employees and two co-conspirators were indicted in connection with a $30 million billing fraud scheme involving Children's Behavioral Health Services. They say they never rendered those services.
Unfortunately, this area around Columbus is responsible in Franklin County for one-third of all of the $1.5 billion spent on home health care in Ohio. Think about that. A third of all of the money spent on home health care in the entire great state of Ohio is generated here. That's three times what you would expect.
All right, so live to CBS News, Senior Justice Department reporter Sarah Lynch in Washington. Sarah, good to have you with us. So a number of prosecutions announced here. Take us through them.
Yeah, there were 14 defendants that were charged in a total of $50 million of different schemes. There's kind of a hodgepodge here. The top line number was the $30 million scheme that you mentioned, in which they were essentially alleged to be billing Medicaid for services for child behavioral health. But in fact, those children never were even assessed to see if they had a medical condition that needed this kind of care, never received any care, and didn't even know they'd been enrolled in this. They were happening at recreational centers, you know, at summer camp programs, and they had to fill out forms and they had to put their Medicaid numbers down on them. And essentially, it's alleged that these four individuals stole those numbers and used them to bilk the government.